The Gabriel Hounds by Mary Stewart. Dramatized for radio by Barry Campbell. With David March, Emily Richard, and Ian Liston. The Gabriel Hounds.
What in the world are you doing here?
Well, didn't you know I was in Damascus?
I knew you were coming, but not when. Anyway, what are you doing here alone? I thought you were on a package tour.
I am. I just felt kind of detached. Have you been here long?
Only since yesterday. The chap I've got to see doesn't get here until Saturday, so we'll be able to have some time together.
Oh, bluff. We leave for Beirut tomorrow.
Do you have to? I know. Why not cut loose and we'll do Damascus together and then go on to Beirut? But look, what are we standing here for? Come and have some tea.
And where exactly do you propose to find tea in the middle of Damascus?
You'll see. Come on, over here.
I say, the white Porsche. What a beauty.
I'm glad you like her. By the way, I hope we're still engaged.
I suppose we are. But I seem to remember that you broke it off when you met that silly blonde female. What was her name?
Samantha. Anyway, get in and let's find some peace and quiet.
Oh, this is a lovely flat, Charles. Oh, you certainly do yourself proud.
Not mine, alas. It belongs to a chap I was at Oxford with, Ben Seferer.
Oh.
Ben's father's a bit of a VIP in Damascus. Look, 4 years' gossip's a lot to catch up on. Why don't you cut loose from your tour, stay till Sunday, and I'll drive you to Beirut.
Oh, it'll be smashing, Charles, but I'm all packed. And besides, you know, all the business of visas. And there was such a hoo-ha about my wanting to stay on after the group goes back to England.
Then you are staying on. Great. Look, I'll see you in Beirut. Where are you staying?
The Phoenicia.
I'll join you there. What did you plan to do with the extra time, apart from going to Dar Ibrahim?
Dar Ibrahim?
You know, Great Aunt Harriet's place.
Aunt Harriet? Of course. It's near Beirut.
About 30 miles away in the Adonis Valley.
Have you ever been there?
No, but I'm planning to. Do you really mean you haven't even thought about it?
No. I'd certainly intended to go to the Adonis Valley, but to be honest, I'd forgotten all about Aunt H. Well, I might go with you at that, if only to see the place and tell Daddy what it was like. I'm sure he'd think there was hope for me yet if I told him I'd trekked up there to put some flowers on the old deer's grave.
She'd probably kick you in the teeth if you tried. She's very much alive.
Aunt Harriet? She died just after New Year.
Oh, no. If you're thinking about her last will and testament, that's nothing to go by. In the last few years, she sent them round once every, 6 months. Didn't Uncle Chris get the famous letter renouncing her British nationality and finally cutting everyone off with a sixpence?
Well,
everyone except me, that is, and I was to have the Gabriel Hounds.
Oh, come off it. You're kidding.
Indeed, I'm not. She renounced us all, said she was going to turn Mohammedan, and would we please send out a reliable English stonemason to build a private cemetery where she could rest in peace with her beloved dog.
Oh, Charles. What in the world are the Gabriel Hounds? I thought there was something in a story.
Well, the Gabriel Hounds are supposed to be a pack of hounds that run with death, and when someone's going to die, you hear them howling all over the house at night.
But what have they to do with Aunt Harriet?
Nothing, really, except that she had a pair of China dogs, and I christened them the Gabriel Hounds.
Oh, I see.
She promised them to me, and she's never forgotten it. But don't you see, it doesn't really matter about the dogs. They make a good excuse to call on her.
Oh, but she must be at least 100.
Not a day over 80, and active with it by all accounts. Oh, she's gone the limit, I gather. Turned Arab herself. Dresses like an emir, never sees anybody except at night, and lives in this dirty great palace.
A palace? Well, who does she think she is?
Lady Hester Stanhope.
What?
Daughter of an earl, William Pitt's niece. She went to the Middle East in the early 1800s, and after travelling round with a retinue of lovers, slaves, and an attendant physician, she eventually bought a mountaintop fortress near Djorn. There she lived in state, dressed as a Turkish emir.
What happened to her?
She died alone, old and destitute, her fortune spent, her fortress rotting, her servants robbing and neglecting her. But she left a legend which survives to this day.
And Great Aunt Harriet is cast in the same mould?
Very much so. Wealthy, intelligent, and with tremendous personality. She married Ernest Boyd, an archaeologist, and when he died, she left England to settle in her palace at Dar Ibrahim, where she's remained ever since.
I must say, it's fascinating to be related to a legend. Do you think she'll see you?
Oh, she'll see me. My mother was always pretty sarcastic about Great Aunt Harriet's penchant for young men.
Oh.
Mm. But I see no reason why we shouldn't trade on it. If I tell her we've come to demand my rights, viz. The Gabriel Hounds, it'll appeal to her. You'll see. Now, if I can get to Beirut by Sunday evening, what do you say we make a date together for Monday?
I'm on.
Good. I'll ring you Saturday evening at the Phoenicia to let you know what time I'm coming.
I'll be waiting. I think I'll probably hire a car and do a bit of sightseeing until you show up. I only hope Dar Ibrahim lives up to our expectations.
Yes, 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 sir. Quite correct. Car with driver, Hotel Phoenicia, tomorrow morning. What time, please, Miss Manson?
Say 10 o'clock.
Yes, 10 o'clock. Thank you. All is arranged, Miss Manson. I hope you have a pleasant day.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Oh, I understand that right up at the Adonis source, there are some Roman ruins I might visit. Is that correct?
Yes, there are some temples. I'll tell the driver to include them on the itinerary.
Oh.
And then, of course, if you make a slight detour on the return journey, you'll be able to see Dar Ibrahim.
Dar Ibrahim?
Oh, you've not heard of this? Oh, a famous palace where lives an English lady. A famous lady. Alas, the palace is shut up now. She is old and they say a little, but I have heard that it used to be a wonderful place. But now, well, she never sees anyone or leaves the palace. It's a long time since anyone has seen her.
How long?
6 months. A year, I can't say exactly, but I believe she is still here. I believe I heard talk of a companion, but this may only be rumor.
Actually, I have heard of the place. I think I know some relatives of hers. I'd wondered if I might pay a visit.
Well, you could try, but for a long time she sees no one. Oh, except her doctor, of course.
A doctor? Is she ill?
Oh, not now. About 6 months ago, I believe.
Oh, you don't happen to know the doctor's name, do you?
Yes, it's on our file. In case of emergency, you understand, all doctors are listed. Now, where would it be? Ah, yes. Dr. Henry Grafton. An English doctor, I'm told.
Oh, thank you. You've been most helpful.
My pleasure.
Oh, one more thing. Do you have a telephone directory?
Oh, there is one in each phone booth. I'm forgetting my duties. I have a message for you.
Oh.
Yes. Mr. Charles Mansell rang to say that he will be delayed, but he will definitely be here on Monday.
Oh, well. Thank you very much. Can I speak to Dr. Grafton, please?
I'm sorry, Dr. Grafton left Beirut some time ago. For good, I'm afraid. Can I help you at all? I'm a doctor.
Oh, it doesn't matter. I was just making inquiries about a relative of mine, a Mrs. Boyd. She lives outside Beirut at a place called Dar Ibrahim. I believe it's near a village called Sulk.
Ah, Dar Ibrahim. You mean the Lady Harriet?
Well, yes. I suppose I do.
As far as I know, she's fine, but she's not our patient. In the normal way, I should have attended her after Grafton left. But she wrote to say she made other arrangements. May I know who is calling?
My name is Christabel Mansell. I'm Lady Harriet's great niece. I'm staying at the Phoenicia. Is there any way I can get in touch with Dr. Grafton?
I'm afraid not. He went back to London.
Oh, I see. Well, thank you. I might try and look her up myself.
One gathers she lived a very retired life.
Yes, so I understand. Well, goodbye, and thank you.
Goodbye.
There, miss, on the left, the Adonis River.
Oh, yes, I see. Oh, it's lovely. Oh, look there, going up the path. An Arab riding a horse. Do you see him with two dogs at the horse's heels?
They are Saluki hounds. They were used by the princes of the East to hunt gazelles.
Oh.
Ah, now we come to the village, where I think we might make a stop to buy oranges. You agree?
Yes, please.
Good. I shall buy them for you as a present.
Oh, lovely countryside. Hamid, why do they grow sunflowers here?
Oh, for oil. They make very good cooking oil.
Ah.
And now the government has built a factory to make margarine with it also. And it offers a good price for the crop. It's all part of an official campaign to stop the growing of hemp.
Hemp? Well, that's marijuana. Oh, good Lord. Does it grow here?
Oh, yes. Have you never seen it?
No.
There has always been a lot of it grown in the hills. It pays big money.
Do you mean it's grown here?
Yes, I'm afraid so. Well, miss, shall we go?
Yes, fine. Oh, you said you'd show me Dar Ibrahim on the way home. Oh, if there's time, I'd like to call there today.
Dar Ibrahim.
Where? I can't see anything.
I will show you. Here we have another view of the Adonis Valley.
Oh, wow!
There, to the left, between the two streams, that wedge-shaped tongue of land, you see?
Yes, I see it now. The palace.
The palace of Dar Ibrahim.
Oh, but how on earth do we get there?
Not by car, I'm afraid. We walk down the rocky track and cross the water at the bottom. There is a ford with shallow water. Sometimes, when there has been rain, it can be very deep and fast. But it will be all right today. And then, you see, we climb the track on the other side to the palace.
Oh!
I will come with you and show you the way.
You know, it's all so unreal. Here I am in the Valley of Adonis, calling on my great-aunt Harriet at the palace of Dar Ibrahim. Okay, Hamid, let's go.
I will talk to the porter. Will you wait here?
Yes. I wish to see the Lady Harriet. Do you speak English?
English? Go away.
Oh, he's going to shut the gate.
Hey, wait, wait. This is no ordinary visitor, but one of your lady's family. We know she received no visitors, but this lady is the daughter of your mistress's brother's son, Miss Christabel Mansell.
Go away. No visitors. Doctor says no.
Well, perhaps if I just wrote a note.
If we go now, we will never get in. It is not your aunt he's scared of. It is the doctor. Doctor said no, he said.
What doctor? Look, I insist on getting in. If I can't see my great aunt, the lady, I will see the doctor. Now, at once.
Here you come. See, doctor. Follow.
At last. Oh, for goodness sake, come with me, Hamid. Something tells me I may not be welcome.
Come, come.
Well, at least we are inside. That alone is something to tell my children's children.
Wait here.
If she does not receive you, what will you do?
Go away, I suppose, once I've seen the doctor.
Someone is coming.
Good. We'll soon know.
Good afternoon.
Oh, you're English.
I'm afraid I didn't get your name.
My name's Mansell, Christy Mansell. And Mrs. Boyd, Lady Harriet, is my great aunt. I'm on holiday in Beirut, and so if she can spare me a few minutes, I'd be very pleased.
A great niece, Christy. She never mentioned anyone of that name to me.
Well, should she have? And you, Mr. I take it you live here?
Oh, yes. My name's Lethman, John Lethman. You might say I look after your great aunt.
You mean you're the doctor?
I beg your pardon?
Well, I'm sorry, but the porter told my driver that the doctor wouldn't allow anyone to see my great aunt. That's how I knew you were here. If he did mean you, that is.
Look, we'd better clear this up. I'm not a doctor, really, unless you count half a course in psychological medicine, and don't let that worry you either. Your great aunt's pretty fit, and all I actually do is keep an eye on the Arab servants, see to things generally, and provide her with a bit of company and conversation. As for how I came to live here, well, I came here to the Lebanon to do some research for a book I wanted to write. I was marooned up here one day, driven to ground by one of the freak storms they have occasionally, and your great-aunt took me in.
Oh.
Well, somehow one thing led to another, and I stayed.
I see. How long have you been here?
Nearly a year. I came last July.
Well, it's a relief to know that Lady Harriet's all right. So I shall be able to see her.
Oh, well, I'm not...
Look, if you've got something to tell me, go ahead.
How long is it since you heard from your great aunt?
Well, I never have. In fact, I only remember seeing her about three times in my life. But my family hears from her now and again.
Miss Mansell, how much do you and your family know about the way she lives here?
Oh, very little, except that she's perhaps getting a bit more eccentric as she gets older. And I gather that now it's a pretty far-out kind of eccentricity. I mean, all this Lady Hester Stanhope imitation. Is it really true? I mean, does she really live like that? Mr. Lethman, she isn't Bats, is she?
I won't say your great-aunt deliberately set out to be a modern lady of the Lebanon. But when she first settled here at Dibrahim, she did keep a bit of state, and various people started to compare her to Lady Hester Stanhope. Mm-hmm. And then she discovered that the old Stanhope legend was still very much alive among the country Arabs. So she got herself a good deal of benefit from it, in the way of service and influence. Mm-hmm. It was the locals who started calling her Lady Harriet, and the name stuck. And then when I turned up out of the blue, she was delighted. Mm-hmm. I was to be the resident physician. You know that Lady Hester Stanhope kept her own doctor with her.
Yes.
So I got a courtesy title which impresses the servants. I need hardly add that if she did need medical attention, I'd get it from Beirut.
Well, who does she have now that Dr. Grafton's gone?
Dr. Grafton?
Yes. Well, don't you know him? If he attended her 6 months ago, you must have been here.
Oh, yes, I was. I was only wondering how you knew the name.
Someone at the hotel who told me about Dai Ibrahim said my aunt had been ill last autumn. So I got them to find out who her doctor was, and when I rang up to ask about her, I was told that he'd left Beirut. Who does she have now?
She hasn't needed anyone since then, I'm glad to say. But don't worry. I do look after her quite well, and I run the place for her as far as I can. Myself and three others. Yasim the porter, a girl called Halid, and her brother Nasrullah, who lives in the village and comes over during the day. Halid's a good girl, and looks after your aunt very well.
I take it she doesn't know I'm here yet.
No. She usually sleeps a good deal during the day. She's a night bird. She's usually at her best between 10 and midnight. If she receives anybody, that's when she sees them.
Good Lord, do you mean if I want to see her, I've got to stay up all night?
Until pretty late, anyway. Could you?
Well, I could, but I can hardly keep my driver here until the early hours. Could you put me up? Have you a room?
We could certainly find you one.
Oh, Hamid, do you mind? We can see what my great-aunt has to say, and if I do have to wait and see her, would you go back without me? You could call at the hotel and tell them I'm staying up here for the night, and are you free tomorrow?
What are you? Yes.
Oh, that's very good of you, thank you. In that case, could you come for me again in the morning? Wait in the village?
Of course.
Look, I realize that this place must seem pretty weird to anyone like yourself coming into it for the first time. It did to me when she first received me. She uses what were the Emir's rooms, and an old state divan is her bedroom. It's kept pitch dark most of the time. By the way, how well do you remember your aunt?
Not at all, really. She was tall and dark and had piercing black eyes and wore black things. Oh, yes, and she wore a shawl, and she'd pin it with a diamond pin. I remember Mummy saying that her diamonds were filthy.
Diamonds? I'm afraid they must have gone a long time ago. Well, I'll go and see what the score is. It's possible she may welcome you with open arms and see you straight away. But if she won't, we can make arrangements for you to stay the night. All right?
All right. Well, what do you think, Hamid?
What you might call a funny setup. Smoke?
No, thanks, I won't.
He does hashish.
No. Does he? How do you know?
His eyes. Didn't you notice? He had been smoking when he came.
Oh, so that's why he seems so distant.
It affects different people different ways. What will you do if he comes back to say that old lady owns you at all?
I don't quite know.
It seems to me that things go very much as he orders them here. And we only have his word for it, that there is no more money left.
All I want to know is that she is well, and that being so, she can dispose of her filthy old diamonds any way she pleases. He's probably right that she's done it already.
Very likely. I do not suggest anything. But I have a very unpleasant nature.
So have I. And you're right. I must see her. If necessary, I shall play hell and insist.
There's no need.
Oh, you startled me. Will she see me?
Yes, but I'm afraid it'll have to be later tonight.
Oh, that's wonderful.
I'll fix you up with a room now, if you like.
Yes, it's all settled. Hamid's coming back for me tomorrow.
Fine. Well, if you'll come this way, Yassim will show your driver back to the gate.
Thank you. Until tomorrow, then, Hamid.
Yes, until tomorrow.
So, she didn't take much persuading.
None at all. Once she grasped who you were. To be honest, she couldn't remember much about you. But she's very keen to see you now. It's through here, in the Seraglio.
Well, that's putting me in my place. Is it under lock and key?
Just about. At least all the windows are barred. It's only because it's the best end of the palace, I assure you.
Well, it's nice of you to top grade me when I'm giving you all this trouble.
It's just through here. Here we are. The bedroom's next door. It's not quite ready yet. I'll send Halid along with some towels and things.
Thank you.
Well, I'll leave you now.
Oh, well, what on earth's happening?
Oh, just your great aunt getting impatient.
But the dogs?
Oh, they always make a noise when the bell goes. Don't worry about them. I'll shut them up before I take you across to her.
Thank goodness for that. They sound dangerous.
Well, they are. There are watchdogs, you see. But they're only turned loose at night, and they can't get in here if you keep the main door shut.
Oh.
Not to worry. It's not your night for being eaten alive, at least not by the dogs. I'll see you later and take you along to Lady Harriet.
Charming. Yes?
I have brought towels and wine.
Oh, thank you. You must be Halid.
Yes, that is so.
Are you really the daughter of the lady's brother's son? Yes, I am.
You travel alone? You stay long?
As long as she'll let me.
She's not well. You will have to go in the morning.
Oh, that's for her to say, surely. Mr. Lethman asked me to stay as long as I like.
But that is not possible.
Saved by the bell. You were saying?
No, I must go.
Curiouser and curiouser.
Well, are you ready?
Yes, and thank you for the supper. It was delicious.
My pleasure. Let's go quickly before she starts getting impatient. Careful. The threshold's broken just here.
Oh.
Steady.
Oh, it's very dark. I'm afraid I can't see.
Oh, sorry. Here, I've got a torch.
Oh, that's better. Thank you.
Nearly there.
It's funny. But I feel as though I'm going into a church or to have an audience or something.
I know what you mean. Well, here we are. Oh. Lady Harriet, I've brought Miss Christabel Mansell.
Hello, Aunt Harriet. How are you?
Well, Christabel, sit down and let me look at you. Closer, girl. Yes. You always were a pretty little thing. Quite a beauty now, aren't you? Not married yet?
No.
But it's time you were.
Oh, have a heart. I'm only 22.
Oh, is that all? One forgets. John tells me I forget things all the time. I'd forgotten you. Did he tell you that? How long is it since I saw you?
15 years.
Yes, it must be. Well, now I come to look at you, I suppose I would have known you. You will look at your father. How is he?
Oh, he's very well, thank you.
And all the rest of them?
Oh, they're all well. They'll be terribly pleased when they hear I've actually seen you and found you well.
No doubt. An attentive family, the Mansells, wouldn't you say? Well, girl, speak up.
You can't tell me my people don't write to you just as often as you write to them. Even if it's only to thank you for the latest edition of your will.
My will? Ah, so that's it. Come to collect, have you?
You must know quite well that you could have cut us all off with a sixpence till you're blue in the face. But we're still your family.
You hear that, John?
Well, I'm not...
Well, you know quite well what I mean. Just that if you needed anything or anything happened to you, somebody would have come.
All right, child. All right, I was teasing you. I always did like a fighter. No, I don't make it easy for people to see me. I've had too much trouble that way. And say what you like, I'm getting old. You were very insistent, weren't you? Why did you come?
You'd be annoyed if I said it was family feeling. Call it curiosity.
What have you heard to make yourself curious?
What I heard? You must be joking. Oh, well, I suppose you're so used to living in a place like this and hedging yourself with legends like a
superannuated sleeping beauty.
Bang on. Oh, but seriously, you're a celebrity. You know that. Everybody talks about you. You're one of the sights of the Lebanon. Even if I'd been no relation, I'd have been told all about you and urged to come and look at Dar Ibrahim. So when I realized I had a copper-bottomed excuse to call to see you, and even bulldozed my way into the palace, well, boiling oil might have stopped me, but nothing short of that.
Make a note of that, John. Boiling oil's what we need. You're a menthol to your claw tips, aren't you? So everybody talks about me, do they? Who's everybody?
Oh, this was just somebody in the hotel in Beirut.
Hotel? Who were you chattering about me to in an hotel in Beirut?
Not exactly chattering. I just asked the desk clerk how you were and if he'd heard anything about you.
And what did he tell you?
That you were perfectly all right, but that you hadn't been outside the palace for quite a time. And he told me that you'd been ill a short while back and had a doctor from Beirut.
He knew that?
Yes. And I rang the doctor's house to try and get news
of you. Yes, yes, yes. The man was a fool. A good thing he's gone. A very good thing. Ringing up about me, chattering about me in hotels. Oh. What were we talking about?
The doctor. Dr. Grafton.
I was not ill. The man was a fool. There's nothing wrong with me. Wasn't there some scandal about Dr. Grafton, John?
I never heard any scandal. But it's true he's gone. Now, don't you think you should have a rest, Lady Harriet? It's time for your pills.
No.
I'll ring for Halid and see Miss Mansell back to
her
room.
No. Stop fussing. I won't take the tablets. They make me sleepy. Now, child, talk to me. Entertain me if you can.
Oh.
How long have you been in Beirut?
Only since Friday evening. Actually, I came with a package for her. And it was only when we reached Palmyra I...
Gone? Did you visit the hillside tomb?
Oh, heavens, yes.
Where is that stupid girl?
She can't be far away.
Ah, there you are. Where the devil were you?
You rang, lady.
Of course I rang. I want my pipe. Well.
Get it for her, please.
Yes, lady.
It's a narghile, what people call a hubble bubble.
What are you muttering about? Well, now, Christabel... Did you visit Damascus? Did you like Damascus?
Oh, so-so. I didn't have enough time to myself, though. But something rather nice happened there. I ran into my cousin Charles.
Charles?
Hmm.
Yeah. What is this? A family convention?
Oh, he's on holiday over here, too. He was to have come up with me, but I've stolen a march on him. He's terribly keen to come himself. You do remember Charles, Aunt Harriet?
Charles? Oh, yes, of course.
Well, he was always a favourite of yours.
I haven't forgotten him.
Lady Harriet, I really must insist that you take your pills and rest. Miss Manson, please.
Oh, yes, of course. What am I to say to Charles, Aunt?
You may give him my regards.
But don't you want to see him?
No, I won't receive him, so let that be an end.
Oh, but Charles will
no
be so disappointed.
No more, I insist.
But don't you know Charles might be coming to work in Beirut at least for a while?
No. That's an end to it. And now, I'm tired. You may go.
Yes. Thank you for letting me see you. Good night.
Good night. John, you will come straight back here when you've seen her to her room. And where's her lead? Is that stupid girl going to take all night? There, my...
What is it? Are you all right?
Oh, can you take me outside quickly, please? That's better.
Are you all right? You look a bit pale.
Oh, yes. It's wonderful to be in the fresh air again. It was the cat. I'm allergic to them.
Is that all? I got the impression that the interview had upset you.
Oh, no. It didn't upset me exactly. I just found it a bit odd. Well, there she was, dressed like an Arab sheikh, sitting up in an enormous bed. I think what really did it was the oil lamp casting shadows everywhere. Ugh, creepy. No, grotesque. That's the word. And she wasn't exactly easy to talk to, was she?
In what way?
Well, heavens. Oh, but I suppose you're used to it. I meant inconsistent and forgetful. And the way she tried to needle me at the beginning. Well, she looks so outlandish. I'm sure she shaves her head. I saw it under the turban.
Well, yes, she does.
In fact, if it hadn't have been for that gigantic ruby ring she wears, I simply shouldn't have known her.
Well, you can take it from me. She enjoyed the conversation. And I do wish you'd told me earlier about this cousin, Charles. I might have been able to persuade her to see him.
Yes, that was silly of me. Oh, dear. He's going to be furious with me for querying his pitch.
How long is he going to be in the Lebanon?
I don't really know.
Well, if he has time to spare, tell him to leave it for a few days, and I'll do what I can. I'll be in touch with you at your hotel.
Thank you. I'll tell him. Who knows? When she's had time to think it over, I'm sure she'll change her mind.
Good morning.
Oh, hello. Nice timing. I was just coming to look for you and hoping the dogs had been shut up.
Always by day. Did they wake you last night? The storm was a bit rough. Did you sleep through it?
Eventually. But I'm afraid you'll find the mattresses wet.
Oh?
The roof leaked.
Oh, no, the gutter must be blocked again. Well, now, if you're ready, we'll go, shall we?
Did she keep you up very late?
Not very. I'd gone to bed before the storm broke.
It woke you too, I suppose. I rather enjoyed it myself. The garden looked wonderful.
You went out?
Only for a moment.
I see. Well, here we are. No sign of your driver.
No.
If you'd rather wait,
Oh, no, thanks. But I think I'll walk down to meet him. And thank you for all you've done.
And I really will do all I can about your cousin Charles. But if I can't, I hope you won't feel too badly about it.
Well, it's really none of my business. How she lives is her own affair. And if Charles is really set on seeing her, it's up to him to find a way. Well, goodbye. And thanks again.
Goodbye.
Oh, yeah. What's
Christy!
Charles! It can't be!
Hi! I've been waiting for you!
By yourself! We're stuck! It's in space!
So it seems! Serves you right, stealing a march! How's Great Aunt H, then?
She's fine! You're here early!
Got in this morning! Met your driver at the hotel! Told him I'd collect you! I'll come over!
Oh, you can't possibly! It's too dangerous!
I can cross farther up! Follow me along the bank! Come on!
Oh, but Charles! Charles! Hello!
Hello! Boy, I'm glad to see you.
Oh, and you, Charles. But how did you do it?
Oh, easy. The river comes straight out of the cliff. I came across the top, nothing to an experienced rock climber.
Well, if you think I'm crossing that way, you can think again. It's not on.
No, you're stuck, I'm afraid, cuz. Doesn't look as if you'll be able to cross until tomorrow.
Oh, damn.
Now, what the devil do you mean by stealing a march on me with Aunt Harriet?
Oh, dear, there's masses to tell you. But I'm afraid I'd rather queer your pitch. She says she won't see you.
She what? Was she so disgusted with you that she won't see anyone else?
Not really. Let me explain. You see, when Hamid and I first arrived at the palace, lo and behold, I saw you coming towards me. And now you know all.
I do indeed. Did she strike you as sane?
Yes, of course she did. Oh, I can't explain what I mean, but however peculiar she was and the way she dressed and everything, well, Charles, her eyes were saying...
Ah, that's what I mean. But wait, you haven't heard my side of it yet.
Your side of it? You mean you've heard something more since we last met?
Indeed I have. I rang my parents up on Friday. They sent you the love, by the way. I told them I'd met you and that we were coming to see Great Aunt Harriet. Well, my mother said they'd had a letter from her. It came about 3 weeks ago and they sent it on to me, care of Cooks in Beirut.
Have you got it?
Yes. Look, let me read it and tell me if it makes sense to you. My dear nephew, last month I received a letter from my dear husband's friend and colleague, Humphrey Ford. He tells me that my great-nephew, Charles, will be travelling this year in Syria. If he wishes to call on me,
I should make a point of receiving him. I do well enough here with my small staff, who are very attentive, and a man from the village who looks after the dogs. Samson cannot abide the doctor. Young Charles will remember him. Regards to your wife, also to my other nephew and wife, and the little girl. Oh. Your affectionate aunt, Harriet Boyd. Postscriptum. I have purchased an excellent tombstone locally. There. Written in February. Now, wouldn't you think that was an open invitation?
I certainly would. 2 months ago. Well, obviously something's happened to make her change her mind.
John Lethman? What was your impression of him?
Oh, he seemed all right. A bit off-putting at first, but in any case, it's quite obvious he was only doing what Aunt Harriet told him to.
Then you didn't think he might be feathering his nest?
The thought had crossed my mind.
But what you said about his hashish smoking doesn't sound too cheerful to me. Did you get the impression Aunt Harriet could deal with
him? Oh, six of him.
All the same, I should like to have seen for myself.
Oh, now look, Aunt Harriet seemed perfectly happy and contented, and not ill, apart from wheezing a bit. In any case, I wasn't feeling all that good myself, what with that ghastly, stuffy room. Oh, and Charles, I nearly forgot. She had a cat in the room.
A cat?
Mm.
Christ, was that?
Yes. I've never got over my cat phobia. Silly, isn't it? Anyway, who's Samson?
Oh, a dog, a Tibetan terrier.
You know, Charles, that letter might work both ways. If she had forgotten the letter when she saw me, then she's probably forgotten now what she said about not wanting to see you. Charles, are you listening?
Look, over there.
What?
A man in Arab dress going towards the palace.
Where? Oh, yes, I see. Well, he's in for a disappointment. He can't get round that way. That's the way my bedroom looked. It's a sheer drop into the river.
Look there, see. Someone's joined him.
John Lethman.
Ah.
And yes, another Arab. Then there is a way round. There must be a back door.
A tradesman's entrance. There, they've all gone now.
Oh, you know, quite suddenly I have a feeling I don't want to go back there. Can't we scrub it?
You're going back, and I'm coming with you.
Oh, good. And we'll show Lethman the letter and get him to let you in.
Oh, no. You're going to let me in yourself.
Oh, come on.
Shut up and listen. I want to get into this place for myself and find out exactly what's going on.
Oh.
You go back to the palace and tell them that you can't cross the river. Say you told your driver to go back to Beirut and call again tomorrow. And tell them you gave your driver a message for your cousin Charles to say you were staying another night.
Oh, but...
See if you can find this back door. You said it was at your end of the palace.
It must be. You're really planning a break-in, then?
Why not?
If I can't find the back door...
Then we'll have to think of an alternative. I'll climb in.
The windows are barred. Don't forget it was a harem.
You said the place is falling to bits. Aren't any of the grills broken?
Well, yes,
I... Well, I've always wanted to climb into a harem. So that's settled. I'll be at the back of the palace any time from 10:30 on. If you can't get the postern unlocked, I'll make a noise. Oh, like a fox under the wall. Hang something light-coloured out of the window. In fact, if it's climbable, I prefer the window. Remember the hounds.
Yes, I've forgotten them.
I have to chance it. Don't worry. Bye for now. See you later.
Oh, but Charles. Oh. Oh, damn. Thank you. That was delicious. It really has been very good of you to take all this trouble.
Oh, not at all. It's a pleasant change to have company.
Even when it's thrust upon you.
Oh, nonsense. Has your driver gone back to Beirut?
Yes. He said there'd be no chance of crossing until tomorrow. So I gave him a message for my cousin Charles not to come up here because Great Aunt Harriet wasn't well enough to see him.
I see.
Will you tell her I've come back?
We'll see how she is when she wakes up. Did you have a pleasant afternoon?
Oh, beautiful. I dozed over a book in the garden, and then I did a little exploring.
Oh?
All those passages and stairways. The palace must be vast. Oh,
it's not really. It just seems so on first acquaintance. Mm. Well, I must go. It's nearly time the Lady Harriet awoke.
Oh, sorry.
It's time the Lady Mansell was abed.
Well, good night, and sleep well. I hope you won't be disturbed by storms tonight.
So do I. Otherwise, I shan't be able to cross tomorrow either. Well, good night, and thank you.
My pleasure.
Time to go, Christy McGill. Blast. Now, open the door softly. All is clear, the captain said. Good. Now for the window. Oh, Charles, my dear, you're in for a bit of a climb. There. That should do it. The damn things are all rotten. I only hope the wall's safe. What's that? Oh, God, the dogs. How the devil did they get in here? Here, boy. Here, boys. Good dogs. Good boys. Quiet now. Yes, good dog. Quick, soft things. Watchdogs, my foot. Anyway, off you go. You've got a nice burglar coming any minute. Good old Charles. Bang on cue. Now, you two, let's get you out of this part of the palace before the burglar arrives. There you go. Go on. Go on.
Who's there? Who's there?
Mr. Lethman.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did the dogs frighten you? The porter, Yassim, must have left the door open and they got into the seraglio.
But how in the world did you get in?
Oh, there's a door over there in the far corner. Didn't you see it in your wanderings?
No. Was it open?
I'm afraid so. It's not a door we use much. It only gives on to a warren of empty rooms between here and the prince's court. Nothing but rats and spiders. Did the dogs frighten you?
Yes, they did, rather. But why in the world did you tell me they were savage? They're really quite friendly.
Oh, they can be sometimes. I see you managed to get rid of them anyway.
They probably recognized me as one of the family. But doesn't she have some small dogs as pets?
Yes, but the last one, Samson, died last month.
Oh.
Anyway, I'm sorry you were disturbed. You won't be again. I've locked the other door and I'll see this one safe. Well, good night then.
Good night. That was close. Now what?
Christopher!
Charles! When did you get in?
Just before he did. You were busy with the dogs.
Oh, you saw him then?
Yes. So that's Lethman.
He got in by the door in the far corner. That dog's...
He did. He came in from the small island in the middle of the lake. I saw him coming across the bridge.
But if he's been on the island all the time, he must have seen me open the window. Why didn't he tackle me about it or wait a bit longer to see what I was up to? Charles, I don't like it.
Nonsense. If he'd seen you at the window, he would have asked you what the blazes you were doing. Obviously, he didn't see you.
I suppose so. Now I come to think of it, the dogs could have been on the island.
Is there really a door in the far corner?
I don't know. Let's see. You go first, and don't wave that torch about.
Look, over here. But it's covered with cobwebs. This door hasn't been open for years. So he didn't come in this way. I hardly thought so. Hello, what's this? A graveyard, no less. Look, tombstones. Yazid, Omar, Ernie. I remember Ernie, a King Charles Spaniel.
Oh, a pet's graveyard, of course. Well, they can't have got round to him yet.
Who?
Samson. John Lethman said he died last month. Well, what are you looking for?
Nothing. Let's get out of here.
Where to?
Across the bridge to the island. There's a small summer pavilion there, and I'd like to have a closer look at it. Mind how you go. Now, what have we here?
Nothing.
My dear girl, have you no imagination?
But there's nothing in here. An empty fountain, some filthy old couches, and bird droppings everywhere.
And on the wall?
It's a wall painting. A scene in three panels.
And the centre panel, that deep crack to the left?
You mean it's a door?
Let's see. Ah, yes. Here we are.
But where can it go to? And how did you know it was there?
It goes down. An underground passage. You notice this wall's flat, but the building is circular. There's room in a segment for the head of a shaft.
A secret passage.
This must be how Lethman got in. And the dogs. Now, can you see all right?
Yes.
There's a rather steep flight of steps.
Oh, hold the torch, Anna. That's better.
Now, down we go.
This must be a harem. And the passage must be the prince's own way to the women's quarters.
Perhaps this might be the way to the postern gate.
Of course, it was on the low level. But oughtn't we to wait a bit? I mean, if we met
what
someone...
What time does Aunt H settle down?
Oh, I've no idea. Are you going to try and see her when Letterman's gone?
I don't think so, but I'm damned if I'm going to leave without taking a good look round. I'm not happy about this whole setup.
So you think there really is something wrong going on? Oh, I haven't had time to tell you. I saw her lead wearing great Aunt Harriet's ruby ring.
What?
And she and Letterman are certainly having an affair, not paying much attention to Aunt H either, from the look of things.
Careful, it's a bit slippery just here. Here's how the dog's got in. The padlock on this door's broken.
Look there. That must be the prince's door.
Mm.
You are right. This must be the low road to the seraglio.
Yes.
See if it's locked.
Line of retreat first. Look, a passageway on the left. That must be the way to the postern gate. Well, there's only one way to find out.
Yes, getting fresher.
Yes, here we are. There. Oh. The edge of the Adonis Gorge.
Yes.
A postern gate built into the solid rock. An emergency door and invisible to anyone looking this way from outside. Good, this'll save me a climb. I can leave this way. Nice of them to leave it unlocked, though, wasn't it?
Well, where did you leave your car?
About half a mile below the village, and well out of sight. Oh, by the way, I left a message for Hamid. Hello? What's this? I thought so. See what I see?
What?
The Gabriel hounds. Here, hold the torch, will you? Well, my God, who'd have thought it?
But why do you suppose they've been shoved away here? I'd have thought they'd put them on a mantelpiece.
Yes. Let's get on. There's another door in this corridor I want to look at.
Well, this one's well and truly locked.
I'll say. The real treasure chambers, eh? Mm. What are these tins outside the door?
Hang on. Shine the torch just here. I thought so. The running dog stamped on these tins. I've seen it before.
Where?
In a village. In the sunflower field. The red dog was stamped on a tree trunk. What does this lettering say?
Sunflower oil, hunting dog brand. Beware imitations.
Sunflower oil? Oh, how dull. There must be at least 10 years' supply stack here. Well, what on earth did he use it for?
These cans are empty.
Oh, why so interested?
I've just been making a few wild guesses. And I smell a rat. Come on, I'd better get going. You get back to your room and I'll see you at the hotel in the morning. You're not scared, are you?
Scared? Why on earth should I be scared?
Well, as long as you're not. Good night, love.
Open the gate, Yassim. Well, Miss Mansell, you should be able to cross the ford easily today.
Yes.
What time is your driver coming?
9:30. I thought I'd walk down and meet him. Well, thank you for putting up with me for an extra night.
It's been a pleasure.
Oh, one thing. Did Aunt Harriet know I'd come back?
No.
I didn't expect you'd tell her. It's just that I wondered if she'd said anything more about my cousin.
Not a word. Well, goodbye, Miss Manful.
Goodbye, and thank you. Hamid! Hamid! Over here!
Good morning, Miss.
Have you seen my cousin this morning?
No. He's very like you, is he not? I should have thought brother and sister.
Oh, our fathers were twins. You didn't meet a white sports car on your way from Beirut?
No.
Charles will probably be waiting for me at the hotel, and so will a bath and a change of clothes. Oh, let's get going, Hamid. I can't wait.
No, miss, I am sorry.
Oh.
Mr. Mansell is not here.
Are you sure?
No, he's not in the hotel, but he has been. Rather, he left this letter for you early this morning.
Oh, thank you. Dear cuz, I'm fearfully sorry about this, as there's nothing I'd have liked better than to foregather this morning once you'd got out of Perda.
I was nearly caught just after I left you. Aunt H came down the underground corridor with a girl just as I was letting myself out at the foot of the stairway. I dodged back in time, but managed to get a glimpse of her. I stayed where I was till they went in through the prince's door, then let myself out. Picked up the car and got down here without seeing a soul. Had breakfast at a cafe and rang Aleppo to see if I could catch Ben's father. Was told he'd left for Homs and is due home today. This is where you're going to be blazing mad at me, especially after all my dark hints last night. I may have been wrong about that. Something I heard Aunt H say explained quite a bit to me. But there's still a bit of a problem, and the only person I can take it to usefully is Ben's father. So I've gone down
to Damascus to see him. I'll be back as soon as I can, tomorrow or possibly Thursday morning. Please don't do anything until I get back. And I think if my idea works out, that I'll get to see Aunt H after all. Love and one kiss, Charles. Oh, damn.
I beg your pardon?
Oh, could you book me a call to London immediately, please?
Wait for Charles, Christine.
But, Daddy.
And keep away from Dar Ibrahim.
Oh, blast it, Daddy. Why shouldn't I go there again if I want to?
Do you want to?
No.
Then try not to be more of an idiot than nature made you. How are you for money?
Oh, okay, thanks. But, Daddy, look.
Now go and enjoy yourself. And wait for Charles. He's got a lot of sense.
I thought he was spoiled rotten and lived for nothing but pleasure.
Well, if that doesn't show sense, I don't know what does.
Well, don't I?
Lord, no. You take after your mother.
Well, thank goodness for that. Bye.
Bye, darling.
Take after my mother, indeed. I'm sorry. You must have the wrong number.
Oh, but they told me Charles Mansell was staying there.
Oh, I'm his cousin, Christy. They must have got the names muddled at the desk. Can I help?
This is Ben. I'm a friend of Charles.
Oh, yes, I've heard him speak of you. Well, he's not here, I'm afraid. He's gone to Damascus to see your father.
But I don't understand. My father isn't due home until tomorrow.
Oh, but he definitely said... He must have got it wrong. Look, ask him to ring me when he arrives, will you?
Of course. I have an idea. I'm longing to meet you and Sue's father. Well, why don't you come down here and join us? I'll show you Damascus, and if Charles never turns up, so much the better.
Well, sounds tempting.
Do come. Have you got a car?
Well, I've been using a hired one with a very good driver. Do you know, if he's available, I think I will come. Tomorrow.
Oh, that's settled then.
Sorry, miss. They say we cannot pass. Apparently, your passport is not in order.
Oh, but that's nonsense.
There is no entry visa for Lebanon. In fact, there isn't an exit from Syria. So you are not officially in the country at all. So they cannot give you an exit now.
Not officially? Well, how the blazes do they think I got here, tunneled? Have you got the passport? Let me see. Oh, damn it. I came through this very frontier on Friday. There must be a stamp. Did you tell the man I'd been through here on Friday?
I told him, but I was not sure which day.
I came through with a group.
Ah, that may be the trouble. They do not always stamp group passports individually.
Oh, of course. Oh, but look, Hamid, they surely must know I couldn't be here illegally.
I know these frontiers are annoying to foreigners, but we have problems here, I'm afraid. Big problems. Among other things, a good deal of smuggling goes on.
Smuggling? Do we look as though we're loaded down with guns or brandy?
Not guns, not brandy. But you could easily be carrying drugs.
Drugs?
Yes, I'm afraid Beirut has, shall we say, a reputation. And controls are getting tighter all the time. Hashish comes in all sorts of disguises. Sometimes it looks like gum or ham or even sheep droppings.
Well... I imagine that anyone caught carrying a suitcase full of sheep droppings through a frontier ought to be locked away anyway. Oh, but listen, Hamid, it's hard to explain. All I know is I must see Charles today.
You mean you think he's in trouble?
Oh, well, how could he be? Oh, well, if we can't get through, we can't. We'll just have to go back and I'll ring up Damascus from the hotel. Oh, thanks for being so patient, Hamid. Oh, I've just thought... What's going to happen when I want to return to London? Will I have to get a new visa or what?
I think you are right.
I think we'll have to go and see the chef de sûreté in Beirut and get another visa.
Yes.
If you will just wait a moment, I'll go and ask the officials here what we should do.
Oh, thanks, Hamid. I think I'll get out and stretch my legs a little. Hamid, look down there, in the valley. Look, just off the road, by those trees. Look, it's a white Porsche. I swear it's Charles.
I see it. Face him to the south.
But what's he doing here? Oh, I don't understand.
Perhaps he has broken down. Don't worry. I'll go through and see your cousin. I'll tell him you are here and cannot get through. Look, the car's moving.
Oh.
He's going on.
Oh, well, quick. Quick, in a hurry, Hamid. I'll wait here.
Yes, yes, as you wish.
Excuse me. Do you speak...
English. Oh, yes. Can I help you?
Yes. I'm stranded. Is there a bus?
Oh, yes. Bus to Baalbek.
Will there be a taxi to hire in Baalbek?
Oh, surely you must go to the Adonis mm-hmm. Hotel where the bus stops.
The Adonis? Oh, of course. I've stayed there.
Oh, good.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
Madame, mademoiselle, you are back. Welcome once more to the Adonis Hotel.
Thank you.
I thought your party had left the Lebanon.
Oh, good Lord, you recognize me. What a memory you've got.
How could I forget you, mademoiselle? It is urgent.
Yes, it is. I want to get to Beirut as soon as possible.
Well, I will do what I can. But I'm afraid at this time of day...
Oh, forgive me. I couldn't help overhearing. If you really are anxious to get to Beirut, I would be delighted to offer you a lift.
Well, Oh, thank you.
An excellent idea. This is Mr. Lovell, mademoiselle. I'm afraid I don't know your name.
Mansell, Miss Mansell.
How do you do? As a matter of fact, we have met before. I don't suppose you remember it. In Damascus, I was talking to your guide whilst you ladies were admiring the carpet.
Oh, of course. There was a bit of a scene, wasn't there?
Yes.
I thought I recognized your voice from somewhere.
Yes, we exchanged a word or two. You are on your own today?
Yes, but I won't make a saga of it. I'm stranded here.
Oh.
Are you really going straight to Beirut?
Yes.
If so, I'd love to come with you.
Then, shall we go?
Oh, this is heaven after that bus. Have you ever been in one of the local buses?
No. Praise be to Allah, I have not. Do you smoke?
No. Well, sometimes I do. Thank you. I think I will. Are they Turkish?
No, Latakia. It's the best Syrian tobacco.
Thank you. Delicious.
Good Lord.
What is it?
Nothing, really. Rather a pretty sight, that's all. Hang on, I'll pull up so that you can see. Look, it's an Arab riding over there with a pair of saluki's. Beautiful things. He ought to have a hawk on his wrist. Probably has, but it's too far away for me to see.
Did you say a rider with two saluki's?
Yes.
Here? Where? But it can't be. What the...
If you keep still, Christabel, my dear, you won't get hurt.
Who are you?
Ah, you remember me. I told you we'd met before. Henry Lovell Drafton. Mean anything to you? Ah, yes. I thought it might. Now... Hold still.
Oh!
There.
What is it? What have you done?
Pentathon. Being a doctor has its uses. You have 10 seconds of consciousness, Miss Mansell.
Miss Mansell? Miss Mansell?
What? Where am I?
Don't worry. Ah, here's Halid with some food for you.
What's happened to Aunt Harriet?
Oh, she died.
Died? Was murdered, you mean?
Don't be melodramatic. Your aunt died of natural causes.
Melodramatic? Look who's talking. What with your underground prisons, your slow-eyed charmer there and your pantomime dame upstairs. What did she die of and when?
I'm not going to answer your questions. Dr. Grafton will explain
By
everything.
By God, he will.
Don't let her talk to you like that. You are the master here.
Oh, it looks like it, doesn't it? For a start, who's been knocking you about? Where did you get those bruises?
Halid, you may go now.
As you wish it.
He'll see me now, after I've had a wash. And what's more, I'd like my handbag back, please.
It's there, by the bed. Now, stop being stupid. There's some food.
I don't want any blasted food. Take me to the bathroom.
Oh, later.
Oh, don't be such a fool, Mr. Lethman. I want to go to the loo. WC. Do I really have to spell it out for you?
Oh, well, you'd better come along, I suppose. This way.
Good. Oh, dear, I'm still a bit dizzy.
Come on. And don't try anything.
Well, now, Mr. Lethman, you needn't think you're going to get me back into that foul little room again. If this Dr. Grafton wants to see me, he can see me here. What's more, he can see me now in daylight. So he can leave his turban and his nightie off. And if you want me to eat anything, you can make the girl bring it here.
What the hell has happened? The door is wide open.
It's all right. She's still here.
So I see. But what is she doing here?
She said she wanted to go to the bathroom.
Oh, she did she?
Shall I take her back?
No, not for the moment. You can go. I've talked to her here.
Okay, if that's how you want it.
Well, now, Dr. Grafton, you've got quite a bit of explaining to do, haven't you?
Well, now, I'm sorry I had to do what I did. I just had to get you back here to talk to you.
Oh, come off it. You could have talked to me in the car. Now, what happened to Aunt Harriet?
She died, quite peacefully, a fortnight ago.
How?
Miss Mansell, she was over 80.
I dare say she was, but there had to be a cause.
Because her heart. She had a slight coronary last autumn and another in February, after I'd come to live with her here. And then she was difficult about her food. She had a severe gastric attack, one of many, 3 weeks ago. And her heart wouldn't stand it. As simple as that. She was, I repeat, over 80.
I don't believe a word of it. You concealed her death, you, Lethman, and the girl. Why?
Oh, heaven knows I don't blame you. But the plain fact is that far from wanting your great aunt out of the way, I would have done anything to keep her alive. In fact, her death was damned inconvenient coming when it did, and it could have cost me a fortune. So I had every reason for keeping her alive, hence the mystery and the masquerade, which I will explain in a moment. It didn't suit me to have lawyers or family invading the place, so I didn't report her death.
And then my cousin and I turned up just at the wrong moment, I see.
Mm-hmm.
But the wrong moment for what?
Now, let me start at the beginning.
Oh, please do.
I was your great-aunt's doctor for about 6 years, and I paid her regular calls. I may say I enjoyed the visit. She could be very entertaining when she was on form.
And John Lethman?
Your great-aunt took a fancy to him and asked him to stay here. I must say I was thankful when he decided to settle here. He's a nice boy.
And useful.
Yes, I find him an excellent partner in my business.
Yes. Well, let's come to that, your business. You've been at Dar Ibrahim ever since you left Beirut.
Mm-hmm.
You were the resident physician, not John Lethman.
Mm-hmm.
You were the doctor Yassin was talking about when Hamid and I came to the gate.
Mm.
Huh, John Lethman certainly made a quick recovery from that one. But I was puzzled because the dogs liked him.
The dogs?
Oh, it's nothing really. Aunt Harriet sent a letter in February. Did you know?
No.
She said her dog couldn't abide the doctor.
Oh, yes. That wretched little brute. Yes, indeed. I was the resident physician.
You know, I think I do believe you about my great aunt.
Ah.
I mean, I doubt if you meant her any harm. Come to that, neither did John Lethman. But what about the servants? Are you quite sure that Halid didn't have any reason for wanting the old lady out of the way?
No. That's nonsense. Your aunt was fond of Halid.
That wasn't quite what I suggested.
To suggest that she hated your great aunt enough to... No, Miss Mansell. You see, John, Halid, and myself had more reasons to wish Lady Harriet alive than dead.
Meaning they're in some racket with you.
You could put it like that.
Did my great-aunt leave a will?
She made them every week. Apart from crossword puzzles, it was her favourite amusement.
Oh, I know that. We got copies sometimes. What happened to them all?
Oh, they're somewhere about. She used to hide them away in odd corners. I'm afraid this isn't exactly an easy place to search, but you are welcome to try.
You mean you'll let me look around?
Naturally. In fact, it's possible that the property now belongs to you. Or, more probably, to your cousin.
Or to John Lethman.
As you say, she was very fond of me.
Yes, another of her eccentricities.
A very common one. But I'm afraid there will be little left of any value. Well, there may be one or two personal souvenirs you may care to unearth from the general chaos. And, as I say, you're welcome to try.
Such as the ring that Halid's wearing.
The ruby? You would have that? Well, of course, you shall have it. I'll speak to Halid.
Yes. Well, So now we come to what happened since Aunt Harriet's death. But before we go on, I would like to see where she's buried.
Of course. She's out here in the garden, as she wished to be. Over here.
Just here?
Yes, the white flatstone.
No name?
There hasn't been time.
Dr. Grafton, you must know as well as I do that this is a man's grave.
Well, you know. Of course you must. But she liked to dress as a man and behave like one. She had this planned some time before she died. It was surely part of the same conceit.
I have purchased an excellent tombstone locally.
What?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize I'd spoken aloud. You're right. This is what she wanted. At least she's with friends.
Friends?
Yes, in the next garden. The dogs. I saw the graves. The graves.
Are you all right?
Yes. Perfectly. Floating, rather, but it's not unpleasant. Was that any pentothal?
That's all. It's quite harmless. But come in, out of the sun. Come along. Here. You'll find it cooler here.
Oh, thank you. Sun was stronger than I thought. It's nice and cool here.
Have a seat. That's better. Cigarette?
Thank you. All right, Dr. Grafton. That's the first part of the Inquisition over. Now we come to why you had to conceal her death, and come to that, what you've done to me. You've still got an awful lot of explaining to do.
Mm-hmm.
Well, go on.
When you rang up my house and were told I was gone, did they tell you anything about me?
Not exactly. But I gathered somehow that you were in trouble.
True, I was in trouble. So I got out while the going was good. I can think of a lot of places I would rather be in than a Lebanese prison.
As bad as that?
Quite. A little matter of getting and selling medical supplies illegally.
You wouldn't just have been deported?
That would hardly have helped. As it happens, I'm a Turkish national, and penalties there are even worse. Take it from me, I had to get out and fast before they caught up with me. But I had assets in the country, and I was damned if I'd leave without realizing them. Naturally, I'd been afraid this might happen one day, so I made arrangements. I was driven to the airport and checked in, and then someone else took over my ticket and boarded the flight. John was waiting outside the airport and drove me here by the back road, and I walked down to Dar Ibrahim. Your great aunt expected me. Well, naturally, I hadn't told her the whole truth. And then, just a fortnight ago, came your great aunt's death. Oh, my God, for you to think I had killed her. I spent 9 solid hours by her bedside. But there you are. She died. In the end, we decided to try and keep her death quiet. We thought we might just get away with it for the couple of weeks that we needed to complete the current operation. What we didn't reckon with was you.
I'll bet.
We thought we must try the masquerade. It was a desperate idea, but after all, you hadn't seen your great aunt since you were 7. And if we had refused to let you see her, you would have been certain something was wrong. So, we tried it, and it worked.
I see. You thought you'd fool me easily enough. And you did. But not Charles. He had seen her recently, so naturally, your great aunt Harriet wouldn't receive him.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes. Clever, Dr. Grafton. And as a matter of fact, you rather enjoyed it, didn't you? Well, all right, so it worked. You fooled me and you fobbed off Charles. So why drag me back here like this?
Because we haven't fobbed off your cousin. And you know it.
What?
Oh, don't give me that innocent look. The first time you left here, it wasn't your driver who met you. It was your cousin. And between you, you hatched the plan to let him in on Monday night. He came and you explored the place together. Yes, my dear. That surprised look is a bit more genuine.
How do you know all this?
Your precious cousin. After you had gone back to your room that evening, he was to have left by the mountain gate, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Well, he didn't. He has been safely locked away in the palace prison ever since.
Yeah. Charles?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't believe you. You're lying. He wrote me a letter and left it for me in Beirut. He went to Damascus.
He certainly wrote you a letter. He suggested doing that himself. If he hadn't, we wouldn't have let you go the next morning.
Well, why did you?
Your driver, your hotel. Your cousin pointed out that it would be easier to let you go than to risk someone starting to ask questions. Besides, as he said, you thought you had seen your great aunt alive and well.
I see. So the letter was all a deliberate lie to keep me out.
But you, my dear, just couldn't keep your little nose out of it, could you? You even telephoned England. Oh, yes, I know. From what our man heard of your conversation, we decided that the time had come to remove you.
The Arab in the next phone booth?
Exactly. Well, since you had made your plans public, we decided to get you the wrong side of the frontier, and then we would let you disappear. All very simple. A car crash, something of that sort. Khalid's brother drove the Porsche through the frontier. It was bait, of course. You would have followed it.
Hamid, if you've harmed Hamid...
Not if he is sensible, and most Arabs are, if you make it worth their while. I thought at first your being stopped at the frontier was going to ditch all our plans, but it worked like a dream. You told everyone you were going to the Adonis Hotel to get a car. All I had to do was to wait for you there.
But how did you know?
I was at the frontier. My driver followed yours into the frontier building and heard the whole thing.
What have you done with Charles?
I told you. We've locked him up.
Have you hurt him?
Ah, oh, there was a bit of a rough house last night.
Ah, no wonder Leffman looks the worse for wear. Huh, good for Charles. Did he hurt you much?
He didn't touch me. I had a gun. I admit John is not much use, but then drugs.
Drugs? Drugs, I don't...
Yes, drugs, you spoiled, silly little bitch. I said medical supplies, you remember? There is a fortune in hashish lying in the cellars waiting for collection tonight, and another fortune growing in the fields above Lakhluqib. If your great aunt hadn't died and we'd been able to hang on until the harvest... An empire, yes, that's what we have got. A pipeline right across Syria. Or rather, that's what we had. Until you showed up.
Oh, damn. I feel...
You are feeling a bit far away, are you? That was a reefer you had in the car. And you have had two more since then, my pretty. Oh. And now you are going back to your nice little room to sleep tomorrow. Till tonight is over. Pleasant dreaming.
Who's there? Who is it?
Ah, so you are awake.
Here is food.
Khalid?
Yes?
I suppose you know what they're doing. Why have they locked up me and my cousin?
Oh, yes, Mr. Leffman told me everything.
Oh, you lucky girl. Did he tell you what the penalties are for smuggling drugs?
Oh, yes. Everybody knows this. But you needn't be so afraid. I do not think they mean to kill you.
Oh, I'm not afraid, but I think you'd better be, Khalid. I suppose you're hoping to clear out with John when he's got his share of the money. Where do you think you can go to? Not into Syria. They'd catch up with you there in no time. Not into Turkey. There's a death penalty there. And don't think John can take you to England either, because you'll be picked up there as soon as my cousin or I open our mouths.
Perhaps you will not get out of here for a long time.
Oh, don't be so stupid. You know as well as I do that any minute now the Damascus police will start looking for us. In fact, Dr. Grafton will be lucky if he gets the stuff away at all.
He will get it away. The caravan is already on its way here. The palace will be empty by daylight.
Listen, Khalid. My family are wealthy people. Now, I can't offer you the kind of money you'll get by helping Grafton, but I can offer you some help. I don't know your laws, but if you let me and my cousin go now, and if you and John were to give evidence against Dr. Grafton, I'd see that my family...
You, I do not listen to you. All this talk of police and law. After all, you are only a stupid woman.
I am the blood relative of Lady Harriet, your mistress. I'm also probably the owner or part owner of this palace and its contents, including that ring you're wearing. And I may warn you that Dr. Grafton will make you give it up, even if I can't. So hand it over.
Take it. It is nothing, daughter of a bitch.
Right in the soup. Well, that should sterilize it. It's a good job I don't feel hungry.
You do not wish the meal?
Oh, if you think I'm going to drink that soup now, Not on your life.
But the ring was clean. Oh, let me bring you more, please.
No, thank you.
I will take the bowl, then. It's the...
No, you don't. Leave it where it is. Now, what's in it?
Well, nothing. It is a good soup. I made it myself.
Oh, I'm sure you did. What's in it? More drugs to keep me quiet, or perhaps a drop or two of poison?
No, poison, no. Of course.
We're talking about poison.
I was. Halid seems to have put something in this soup. Would that be by your orders?
Don't be a fool. Did you eat any of the soup?
No. She threw the ring into it by mistake. And when I wouldn't eat it, she got upset. Well, look at her face.
Halid, is this true?
It is all lies.
There is nothing in the soup.
Ah, then you would not object to drinking it yourself.
Oh, for heaven's sake, no.
I will not drink.
Drink it.
All right, I did put something in it. It is not poison, only a purge to give her pains and make her sicker. I hate her. I put oil in the soup to make her suffer a little. Why do you look like that? It was nothing, just a drop or two and then a little sickness. And afterwards, she was so good and quiet.
My
good and quiet. Ah, now I begin to see. And did this happen whenever I went away?
Oh, not always. Or sometimes when she'd been too difficult. It did her no harm. I wouldn't have harmed her. One or two drops I would give her, and then I would nurse her through it.
And then she would be grateful. Ah, yes, of course. Clever, Halid. Is that why she gave you the ring? What else did she give you?
Many things.
You killed the old woman. Don't you realize, you stupid bitch?
I did not.
And if you'd have kept your stupid fingers out of the pie, she would be alive today and we wouldn't have these damn people around our necks and the whole job would have been done as easy as kiss your hand. But you, you...
Ah! Oh, for pity's sake.
Ah! Halid. Get up, Halid. Halid?
My God. You've killed her.
But I... Grafton, what's going on?
Halid.
What's happened? It was an accident, John. She killed the old lady. I lost my temper and I...
She killed the old lady?
It's true.
Halid. Dead.
Oh, for Christ's sake, snap out of it and hang on to that damn girl. If you let her go, we will both be done for. Oh, God knows I am sorry about Halid, John. Stop gawping at me. What he's done is done.
It's too late.
What the devil do you mean?
Her cousin, he's got away.
Oh, good old Charles.
He'll be back in an hour with every damn cop he can round up.
And you have been wasting time. How long has he been gone? Oh, you bloody fool, get after him. Leave this little bitch to me. And get back as fast as you can to help me move the stuff.
All right, I'm going.
And now... Time to lock you in your cage again, my girl.
Not in here. Not with Halid.
No. I will put you in your great aunt's room this time. Come on. Don't waste time. Get moving. Get on there and shut up. What the?
Surprised you, didn't it? Aunt Harriet's gun. Now, you keep away from me. Back up over there. Go on.
Put that damn thing down. It isn't loaded. It's been hanging on the wall for years. She never even fired it.
All right, then. Call my bluff. Oh, I feel a bit funny. It's that cat.
Oh, you bloody little nuisance. Give me that gun.
Let me go. Damn you, let me go. Let me go.
Bloody hell. The lamp. The dogs will have it over. Everything is as dry as tinder. The whole place will go up. Where has that bloody girl gone?
Here, boys. Good dogs. Come on. We'll be safe here on the island. Oh, you're all right now. Good dogs. Oh, who's there? Who is it?
It's me, Christy.
Oh, Charles, thank God. Where's the dogs? They knocked a lamp over. I thought you'd gone. They said you'd escaped and then they had me locked up. Oh, Charles... Darling.
Oh, Christy.
Oh,
when did I last kiss you, Christabel? Oh, it must have been when you were 10. You've changed.
So have you. Oh, Charles, why are you wearing those silly knickers?
I'll tell you about that later. Look, we've got to get out of here while there's still a chance. And there's only one possible way. The underground passage to the postern gate. The fire hasn't got there first. Can you make it?
Oh, yes. I'm right behind you. Oh, Charles. Fresh, fresh air. Oh, God, I was scared.
Nonsense. A man was never scared. So was I. Anyway, we're clear.
But Charles, all that shouting.
Half the village is there already by the sound of it. But for heaven's sake, what were you doing back there?
Oh, they brought me back. But you, how did you know I was there?
Darling, I heard you screeching like a diesel train just before the place went up in smoke.
Oh, well, you'd have been screeching if you'd been me. But how did you get in? They said you'd escaped by the main gate.
Well, I had. The only trouble was that when they laid me out first, they took away my clothes.
Oh, they wanted to wear them to fool us. Oh, they had your car by the front here.
Did they, by God? Well, if they've damaged it, I'll... Oh, anyway, I grabbed these filthy knickers from the gatehouse and ran for it.
Charles, did you know Aunt H was dead?
Yes.
You knew all along?
I'm afraid so. I guessed at the very beginning. Didn't you know she shared your cat phobia?
No.
To a terrifying extent. So when you said she had a cat in her room, that made me think there was something decidedly off-key somewhere. Oh. So I felt she must be dead. Well, after you'd gone back to bed that night, I decided to do a little further snooping. And that's when they caught me. Good God, look at that. The palace, the whole place, it's collapsing.
Oh, oh, look there. Amongst those Arabs, they're fighting. It's Lethman. And he's got the horse. He'll get away. Charles, look at the hounds. They're going with him.
He's going to make it. He's getting away.
Look, Charles. It's Grafton. He's running. Oh, no!
There's nothing you can do!
Oh, Charles, it's horrible!
Don't waste your tears on him, love. Let's get the hell out of here before they really get started.
But who are they?
The villagers!
They must have found Halit's body. Oh, Grafton killed her because she poisoned Aunt H. Oh, Charles, it was all so horrible!
Well, we've no time to talk now. Let's get away quick. They're coming this way! Christy, wake up, love.
What is it?
Nothing to worry about. It's morning, that's all.
Where are we? Oh, of course, the village.
You just flaked out when we got here.
But what's happened to the palace?
Oh, that's burnt to the ground. But Great Aunt H will survive, or the legend will. What a funeral pyre. Nobody in the Lebanon will ever forget her now.
But Grafton and the Arabs?
Grafton's dead, as we thought. They shot him.
Oh.
They'd have caught him alive. Oof. They'd found Halid's body. Lethman got clean away. The police are around now, so I'm afraid there's going to be lots of questions.
Oh, now what?
More police, I suppose.
Charles! Charles!
Oh.
Christy!
Father! Hey.
Oh. My God, what a sight you two are. I'm very glad to see you both. I've come to get you both back to Beirut. I square the police. They say you can come with me and they'll see you later.
I'm awfully glad to see you.
Actually, I don't think I'm delighted to see either of you just at the moment.
Well, you'll have to be whether you like it or not. One of us wants your consent and the other your blessing.
Charles, what are you talking about?
So, I'm very glad. The family are all beginning to think you've never come round to it.
Well, I don't think I've come round to it yet, but... Oh, Uncle Charles, it's wonderful to see you.
This seems the right moment to tell you I lost the Porsche.
So I gather. It's back at the hotel.
You crafty old devil. How did you do that?
Oh, Christy's driver brought it back.
Halid? Oh, he's all right.
Oh, yes, he's fine. Good sort. Looking forward to seeing you, he said.
Oh, I'm so glad. Do you think we could go now?
Why not? Come on. Oh, blast! Oh, move, you brute! Damn thing nearly tripped me up. It's not yours.
Good God, no. It's one of those miserable village dogs.
Here, boy. Here, boy. Believe it or not, he's got a collar on.
What?
Here, let me see. There's a good boy. Good Lord, I...
What's the matter?
What, Charles, his name. It's Samson.
What?
I believe he's recognized us.
So you do know the wretch after all?
Yes, and quarantine will seem like the Phoenicia Hotel to him after this.
Oh, Charles.
Quarantine? Surely you're not thinking of taking that thing home.
Don't you remember Samson?
It's Aunt Harriet's dog.
It's her wedding present to us. We can hardly leave him to fend for himself. After all, he is one of the family.
Yes, our very own Gabriel Hound.
That was The Gabriel Hounds by Mary Stewart, dramatized for radio by Barry Campbell. With David March as Mr. Lovell, Dr. Grafton and Lady Harriet, Emily Richard as Christabel Mansell, and Ian Liston as Charles Mansell. John Lethman was played by Julian Barnes, Khalid by Dino Shafiq, and Khalid by Kate Coleridge. The hotel desk clerk, frontier officer and Ben were played by Anthony Smee, Charles Mansell and his twin brother Christopher by David Graham, who also played the hotel manager, doorkeeper, and the doctor. The play was produced by David Johnson.